We present The Toff on the Farm, a radio serial in six parts, dramatised by Roy Lomax from the novel by John Creasy. Starring Terence Alexander as the Toff, with Robert Dorning as Jolly. Part 1. Trouble for Sale.
Hello there, Miss Selby.
Oh, hello, Vicar.
Oh, thank goodness I've caught up with you at last. I've been chasing you all over the village.
Sorry.
You've been most elusive.
Well, I have rather a lot to do. I don't want to be away from home too long.
Really, I do understand. I just wanted a word about the church bazaar, you know.
Oh, yes. I'm terribly sorry, Vicar, but I haven't had a moment to do anything.
Oh, I know you've had a lot on your mind. Look here, would you like to give it a miss this year? I could always ask the Alexanders.
No, we'll be all right. Once we've sold the farm, well, that's a major headache solved.
Any prospective buyers in the offing?
Afraid not.
It's a difficult time, I suppose.
Yes, I suppose so. We've had one or two people inquiring.
Well, that's a good sign, surely.
Yes, but you see, it doesn't help to have a sitting tenant.
Ah, yes, Mr. Silas Smith.
And he's being very awkward. He won't let anyone inside to look around. I just don't know what to do about him.
Well, you must insist.
Well, I've tried, but it's very difficult.
Would it help if... if I had a word with him?
I don't think so. Thanks all the same. Now, if you don't mind, Vicar, I really ought to be getting on.
Yes, of course.
I'll give you a ring. When things are a little less hectic, we can talk about the bazaar.
Good, good, yes. Well, I'll leave you to it, then.
Yes, I'll be in touch. Goodbye, Vicar.
Goodbye, Miss Selby. I completely forgot to ask you.
Yes?
Your brother, if you must think me so rude. How is Alan?
He's well. Yes, he's very well, thank you.
Well, do remember me to him, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Good, good. And I do hope the farm problem resolves itself. You will remember what I said, won't you?
Yes, and thank you, Vicar.
Goodbye, Miss Selby.
Goodbye.
Mr. Rollison's residence.
Hello, is that you, Jolly?
It is, sir. Mr. Morn.
Right in one, Jolly. Hartricks.
Very well, sir, thank you.
Good. Keeping busy, I suppose.
There's always something to keep me occupied, sir.
Yes.
I imagine you wish to speak to Mr. Rollison.
If he has a minute or two yet.
I'm afraid he's out at the moment, sir.
When do you expect him?
Well, he was going straight from the gymnasium to a dental appointment. If you were to call again after 12, sir, or Mr. Rollison could telephone you when he returns. Whichever you prefer.
Has he anything on this afternoon?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
Well, look, Jolly, I'd like to see him as soon as possible, really. Do you think if I wandered round about 12 o'clock?
I'm sure Mr. Rollison would be delighted to see you, sir.
Yes. Yeah, well, I'll do that. You'll tell him to expect me?
I will indeed, sir.
Splendid.
May I inquire how you are keeping, sir?
Pretty well in the circumstances.
I was delighted to hear you were out of hospital.
Oh, I'm a very lucky man, Jolly.
It was a very serious accident by all accounts, sir.
Yes, no more fast cars, eh?
And you're able to get about as usual?
Yes, of course I am. What do you mean?
I just wondered, sir. If you wish, I could call and pick you up.
Look, Jolly, just because I've got a tin leg doesn't mean I'm totally incapable. I'm not a cripple, you know.
Of course not, sir. Forgive me. It was just a thought, sir.
Yes, well, no need for you to do anything. I'll be with you at 12.
Very well, sir. I shall inform Mr. Rollison if he returns before you arrive.
Thanks, and...
yes, sir?
Jolly, sorry I flew off a bit.
Did you, sir?
Unforgivable of me. It was very nice of you to think about it.
Thank you, sir.
Anyway, see you later, Jolly.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Goodbye, sir.
There you are, Fred. One point the best bidder. That'll be 30p, if you please.
You trying to bankrupt me, Bert Lockwood?
That'll be the day. Now, what was that you were saying about young...
Bert, I think you're wanted in the saloon.
What?
Young Miss Selby, isn't it?
I wonder what she wants.
You won't find out unless you ask, will you?
I'll be back in a minute.
You take your time.
Good morning, Miss Selby. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Mr. Lockwood.
What can I get for you?
I don't want anything to drink, thanks, not just now.
Well, then.
I know it sounds silly, but was Alan in here last night? Did he come in for a drink?
Checking up on your brother, eh?
No, was he in here?
I didn't see him.
You're sure?
I was looking after both bars last night. Your brother wasn't in. I'd have seen him if he was.
Oh.
Nothing wrong, I hope.
No. It's all right. Thank you, Mr. Lockwood.
Sorry I can't help you, Miss Selby.
You've been very kind. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Selby. Well, well.
You got yourself fixed up then, Bert?
You watch what you're saying, Fred Abbott.
Here, mind the missus, don't catch you.
Excuse me, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can I open?
Yes, I'd appreciate it if you could direct me to a place called Selby Farm. It's around here somewhere, I believe.
That's right, sir, about a couple of miles from the village.
Ah, that's not too far.
You go left outside the pub. Keep on the main road until you come to a hill. Now, at the bottom of a hill, there's a side lane to your left. 100 yards or so down that lane, you'll come to Selby Cottage. And the farmhouse is another 100 yards further on. You can't miss it.
Well, I think I've got that. Down the side lane, you say. Well, I'm obliged to you.
Excuse me for asking, sir. But is it about the sale of Selby Farm?
Yes, that's right.
In that case, you want the Selbys. They live in the cottage.
Oh, I see. Well, thanks for putting me straight on that.
You know, you just missed seeing Miss Selby. She was in here just a few seconds before you.
Wait a minute. Would she be tall, blonde, in a hurry?
Ah, you did see her, sir.
Only just, as she flew past. You know, I think it would be unfriendly to visit her straight away. What do you think?
She might not be back home yet, sir.
That's what I mean. Now, if I was to have a bite to eat first and then go along, do you serve food here?
Yes, sir. I can do you a ploughman's lunch. And I think I can manage some homemade apple pie.
Well, that sounds great. I'll have some of that.
Come in right up, sir.
Coming, sir. Hello, Jolly.
Ah, Mr. Morn. Please come in, sir.
Thanks. I think I'm a few minutes late. Hope I haven't kept him hanging about.
Not at all, sir. I'm afraid Mr. Rollison has not yet returned from his appointment.
Do you mind if I wait?
Please, sir. Come through to the drawing room.
Thanks.
Can I get you something to drink?
No, I don't think so. Oh, that's good to take the weight off my feet.
Yes, sir.
Incidentally, sorry about this morning.
My fault entirely, sir.
No, it wasn't. I'm still apt to get touchy about it, you know. Takes a bit of getting used to.
I'm sure.
Ought to be thankful, though. Could have been much worse. And that doesn't bear thinking about.
No, sir. Ah, there's Mr. Rollison now.
Hello, Jolly.
In the drawing room, sir.
Well, Jolly, what's the occasion?
Hello, Richard, old boy.
Monty Moon, my dear fellow, how nice. Wonderful to see you up and about.
Oh, Richard, now, what's all this I hear about gymnasiums at your age?
What do you mean at my age? Let me tell you, there's nothing like a good regular workout to keep you at peak of condition.
Yes, well, I must admit you're a good advertisement for it.
There you are. I'm always telling Jolly to do him the world of good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just look at that paunch, goodness me.
You don't fancy the idea, eh, Jolly?
A strenuous exercise? No, sir.
No. No, it wouldn't be you, would it?
I'm afraid not, sir. Now, if you will excuse me, sir.
Oh, certainly, yes.
And thank you, Jolly.
Sir.
Well, Monty, I must say, it is marvellous to see you sitting here in my drawing room.
Yes, I often thought I'd never see the outside of a hospital.
Sure you did. And the leg?
Which one?
You know what I mean.
I can walk on it, and that's something.
It is, Monty, believe me.
Yeah. Look, Richard, what are you doing at the moment?
Oh, usual things, you know, the social round, the odd lectures. I don't know why, but some people seem interested in my views on crime and so on. And the gymnasium, of course.
Bit routine, isn't it?
Well, I don't think so. I enjoy it.
Ever thought of branching out?
How do you mean, branching out?
Well, you know, something totally different. Right away from detective work, even from London.
Good heavens, Monty, what are you suggesting?
A new challenge.
Well, I'm always open to new ideas.
Ever thought of buying a farm?
A farm? Yeah. Me? What, buy a farm?
Yeah, that's right. The Honourable Richard Rollison, the Toff Gentleman Farmer.
Oh, what a strange idea, Moss. You're not serious.
I am. Just think. Complete change from London and the country air would do you good.
They'd probably kill me.
Rubbish. You'd have fresh eggs and milk every morning.
Really?
What about your income tax, eh? You'd probably cut that by half with all the allowances. I'm surprised you've never thought of it before.
Oh, why should I? I'm perfectly happy as I am. Anyway, I've never known anyone with a farm to sell.
Well, you do now. I've got just the place. A friend of mine's looking for a buyer. Suit you down to the ground.
Ah, now I understand. You've become an estate agent.
I mean it, Richard. It's a good idea, you must admit.
No, not for me, Monty. Anyway, I wouldn't want to be away from town. London's my home.
But that's the beauty of it, don't you see? It isn't far from London. It's about midway to Brighton. Little Dunster's an attractive village. You'd like it. I can just see you tramping the meadows, gun under your arm, faithful retriever at your heels.
In mud up to the armpits. Oh, Monty, really, what do you don't see me as a country squire?
Well, you could at least look the place over. It's only about an hour and a half away. What do you say?
Oh, not in 1,000 years. No, I'm sorry, Monty.
Excuse me, sir. I thought you and Mr. Morn may care for coffee.
Oh, thanks, Jolly. By the way, Mr. Morn has come up with an interesting idea.
Yes, sir?
No, it's all right, Jolly. We'll help ourselves.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, he wants me to buy a farm.
I'm sure it would be a very nice farm, sir. Would that be all?
Not quite. Do we want to buy a farm, by any chance?
To tell you the truth, sir, the last time we were involved in farming matters was some 10 years ago. You will recall we pursued two particularly dangerous villains through a farmyard, finally overpowering them in a pigsty. A most unpleasant experience, if you remember.
I do remember.
But this farmhouse is 300 years old. It's an absolute period piece.
Most attractive, I'm sure, sir. Is there anything else you require, Mr. Rollison?
No, not just now, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
There you are, Monty. I don't think Jolly would stand for it.
All right. Then I'd better put all my cards on the table.
There are more cards to play.
Yes, Richard.
I did wonder.
This farm belongs to a girl I know. And she inherited it, you see. At the moment, she's trying to sell it.
Oh, good luck to her.
But there are problems, you see. She and her brother live in a cottage just across from the farm, but the farm itself has a sitting tenant, an old chap called Smith. He's lived there for years and just won't budge. In fact, he scares off any prospective buyers that visit the place.
Well, she could go to law.
No, that's not her style. No, believe me, Richard, she wants to be fair to the old boy. I think he has a long lease. He pays his rent.
Well, if she made him an attractive enough offer...
Which she has.
Well, why won't he give it up?
She doesn't know. That's a mystery. And that's why I want you to buy it. Then you'd have legal right to enter the property.
Well, it's rather an expensive way to solve the mystery. That's assuming there is one.
I think I found a way around that.
It involves me, of course.
I think I could talk Gillian into letting you buy the farm for £1.
Well, you're not serious.
No, listen. Look, you do that, and at least you'd have a piece of legal paper to wave in the face of this Smith fellow. You'd be able to get into the place, have a nose around, solve the mystery, if any. And there you are. And, of course, I know you'd sell the farm back to Julian at the same price.
Oh, you do trust me, then?
She's very worried, Richard.
Well, it's not really in my line, you know.
But it wouldn't take much time. It's a fairly simple operation, I should think.
Well, Monty, look, I tell you what, I'll take a drive down there sometime and have a look at the place. Yeah, but I'm not promising it.
Oh, bless you, Richard. Look, how about this afternoon? I'd like to come down with you.
Today? Well, it's a bit sudden, isn't it?
You've got nothing on, have you?
Well, no, I don't. Oh, all right. All right, this afternoon.
Splendid. You won't mind if I phone Gillian now, would you? To let her know we're on our way.
Oh, no, of course not. Oh, Monty, would you excuse me for a moment? I must let Jolly know we're going out.
Yes, surely.
Did you want something, sir?
Mr. Morne is using the telephone. Tell me, Jolly, how did you find Mr. Morne?
Sir?
Do you think he's, well, his old self?
I don't know, sir. Perhaps a little... How shall I say?
Yes, I think you agree with me. Jolly, I have a feeling I'm being rushed into something and I'm not happy. Would you hand me the phone extension?
Are you sure, sir?
Yes, I'm afraid I am on this occasion.
Selby Cottage?
Gillian?
Is that you, Alan?
No, it's Monty.
Oh, Monty, thank goodness you called. Alan's missing.
He's what?
Well, I haven't seen him since last night, and his bed hasn't been slept in. I'm so worried.
It isn't very long.
But it's so unlike him to go off like this without telling me.
Well, have you checked? Rung round friends?
One or two. But no one's seen him.
Well, I'm sure you're worrying over nothing. He'll turn up.
No, something's happened to him. I know it has. What shall I do, Monty?
Don't do anything. I'll be with you in a couple of hours.
Oh, Monty, I'd be so grateful.
I'm bringing someone with me.
Must you?
Why ever not?
Oh, please, Monty, don't bring anyone. Not today.
Now, listen, Gillian, I said not to worry. I'll see you in an hour or two. Bye.
Goodbye, Monty.
Well, well.
Yes, sir?
Jolly, I'm going down to the country this afternoon with Mr. Morne, a place called Little Dunstead.
Do you intend to buy a farm?
I don't think so, Jolly, but it's a nice day and I'm sure I shall enjoy a pleasant little trip out into the country.
I'm sure you will, sir.
Hello, Selby Cottage.
Is that Miss Selby? Gillian Selby?
Yes, it is.
Listen, you don't know me, but I'm coming along to see you this afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry. It wouldn't be convenient.
Well, wouldn't it?
No, I'm sorry.
That's a pity, because I might just have a message from your brother.
Alan, you know where he is?
Well, that makes a difference, eh? You've been worried about
him? Of course I have.
You needn't. Not so long as you do what you're told.
Well, where is he? What do you want?
One thing at a time, Miss Selby.
Oh, tell me, please.
You sold that farm yet?
No.
Well, don't. Not until I've seen you.
Well, why not? I don't understand.
Miss Selby, You don't want your brother to get hurt, do you?
Of course I don't. He is all right.
Well, just remember, no deals with the farm, right?
Yes, very well.
That's a good girl. Oh, and I wouldn't like it if you was to tell anybody I was coming. Know what I mean?
I won't.
It'd be a pity if anything was to happen to your brother, just because you wouldn't keep your mouth shut.
I won't tell anybody, I promise.
Right then. I'll see you later.
Yeah, but when will you be... Hello? Hello?
You'll love her, Richard. I know you will. She's a terrific girl. Gorgeous looking.
All right, Monty, you've convinced me.
Sorry to keep going on about it.
No. Sounds like well-placed enthusiasm. I shouldn't need to ask, I suppose, but is there anything between you two?
Oh, I wish there was.
I did rather get the impression it was more serious.
It is, on my part.
Oh, I see. What, is there somebody else?
No, I don't think so, no.
Well, you just have to keep on trying, won't you?
You can't really blame her, though, can you? With this tin leg of mine, I'm only half a man.
If that's your attitude, Monty, you don't deserve her. Now, tell me about this brother of hers.
Alan, well, he's Gillian's half-brother, really. His father married a second time.
Now, what's he like?
Nice enough fellow, I suppose. No, that's not fair. He's quite charming, really. It's just... there isn't much go about him. Not very capable, if you see what I mean.
Mm, I think so.
He's never done anything wrong, as far as I know. Never done anything right, either. I'm afraid Gillian mothers him a bit. I'm always telling her about it.
Well, it does happen, you know.
Yes, but... well, you know when I rang her to say that we were on our way?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently she hasn't seen him since yesterday. He hadn't been home last night. So straightway she's in a panic. Alan's gone missing. Damn it, it's only one night.
And that worries her?
Yes. Ridiculous, isn't it?
Does it worry you?
What?
That Alan's missing.
I don't know what you mean. Oh, look, you turn left here, Richard. We'll be there in 20 minutes or so.
Just a minute. I'm coming.
Good morning. Miss Selby?
Yes. What is it?
You are the owner of Selby Farm?
That's right, yes.
My name's Lodwin, and...
excuse me, but did you ring me a few minutes ago?
No. I've come straight from your agents, Mrs. Dalton, Speed and Dalton. They sent me along to discuss the sale of the property.
Well, Mr. Lodwin, I'm afraid...
You've already sold the farm?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good. Well, I'm here to make you an offer, Miss Selby, a firm offer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi there, Miss Selby.
Oh, excuse me. Yes?
Pleased to meet you, ma'am. Yes, this is an attractive spot you have here. Real pretty.
Thank you, Mr...
Brandt, that's my name. Red Brandt.
Miss Selby, I wonder if we might go inside to discuss our business.
Yes, sir, this will suit me fine. Miss Selby, I'd like to buy your farm.
Forgive me, but that is the purpose of my visit, and if I may point out, I was here first.
Well, I can't dispute that, sir.
So if you will excuse us, Miss Selby, may we go inside?
Hold on. If you're discussing the sale, I'd like to be in on that.
I suppose so. All right. Do come in.
Thank you.
Well, I would prefer our business to be conducted without the presence of a third party.
Oh, don't worry about me, Miss Selby.
This is most irregular. I did not come here to take part in an auction.
Oh, why not, sir? We're both interested in the property. Miss Selby wants the best price she can get. Seems like a good arrangement. May the best man win,
But,
huh?
Gentlemen...
Oh, very well, if we must. Miss Selby, I'm authorized on behalf of my principals to offer you the sum of £70,000 for Selby Farm and adjoining lands.
Gee.
Subject, of course, to contract and immediate vacant possession. Most generous offer, in my opinion.
I'll say.
Can you match it, sir?
Well, Miss Selby, I want the farm for myself, but I can't raise $70,000. Not straight off, anyhow. I could fix a mortgage if you could give me some time.
And my principals offer immediate payment for immediate possession, Miss Selby. Game, set, and match to me, I believe.
Mr. Lodwin, I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah, but you surely can't refuse that, Miss Selby. The offer most certainly exceeds valuation.
Oh, I realize. But you see, well, I'm not in a position to sell just at this moment.
The property was advertised for sale, was it not?
Yes.
And your estate agent assured me only this morning that it was still open to offer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Miss Selby, I came here in good faith to buy this property. I've made a most handsome offer. Now... is the farm for sale, or is it not?
Well, I suppose so, but not just now. I've other things on my mind.
What do you mean?
Pardon me, sir. You heard what the young lady said?
Look, I think I'm entitled to an explanation.
Oh, not now, please.
I'd leave it if I were you.
I will not, and kindly stay out of this, sir. Well, Miss Selby?
I can't explain.
What's wrong, ma'am?
I don't feel very well.
Here, no. Just take it easy. You hang on to me.
If this is some sort of excuse... Oh,
can't you see? The lady's near fainting. Now, that's it, ma'am. You just sit down. Put your feet up.
Thank you.
Can I get you anything? A glass of water?
Please. The kitchen's through there.
I got it. Now, you just take it easy.
Yes. I'm sorry, Mr. Lodwin. You've come on a bad day.
Miss Selby, I want you to listen to me. My principals are very keen to buy your farm, and they want the deal settled today. Now, I'm prepared to raise my offer to $80,000.
Have you seen the farm?
That's not important, but I'm expected to return to London with the deal completed. It's a fine offer. You can't refuse it.
Well, I must have more time.
But why?
Well, I must think about it.
It's imperative I close the deal today. You have to agree to it.
But I can't.
You must, Miss Selby. I must have the farm. Do you hear?
Yes, please. Mr. Lodwin, you're hurting me.
Well, you're being a very stupid woman, Miss Selby.
Now, I call that real unfriendly, sir.
Look, I've had enough of your interfering.
Here's your water, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Real unfriendly.
My business here is nothing to do with you. Now, will you get out?
Maybe. But first, I think you owe this young lady an apology.
A what?
You heard me.
Look.
An apology. Come on, sir. Let's hear it.
I'm damned if I will.
It doesn't matter.
And I say different.
Let me go, damn you.
I don't hear it. Come on, sir.
How dare you?
Please, Mr. Brandt.
Well, sir.
Yes, all right. I'm sorry, Miss Selby. I got carried away, but it's important to me. Do you understand?
Yes, I think so.
Well, then, that's just fine.
Is it?
Sure it is.
And if you think you're going to get away with...
Now, look, Mr. Lodwin, you've got to admit you were getting a bit overexcited.
Well, if I was, there was no need for your strong-arm methods.
Okay, so I overdid it. Does it help if I say I'm sorry?
This is a very important deal for me.
Right. So why don't we have a minute or two to cool off? And we can pick up the business again when Miss Selby's feeling better.
We are coming to Little Dunstead now, Richard. Just up ahead, beyond the crossroads.
Yes, I saw the signpost.
A pretty little place. A pub. Post office come general store. You know the sort of thing.
Nearest village to the Selbys, I suppose.
Yes. Gillian does her shopping here.
Would you like to stop and take a stretch?
No, it's not worth it. We're nearly there. The cottage is just a couple of miles the other side.
I hope we won't be arriving at a bad time.
She's expecting us.
Well, I mean, you know, there may be people to look at the farm.
You've come to look at the farm.
Oh, now, Monty, remember what I said.
All right, Richard. Anyway, it wouldn't matter. Gillian will be pleased to see you anyway. Well, let's face it, it's not every day she'd get an opportunity to meet the Toff.
Monty, I'm not here as the Toff. It's a purely social visit, remember?
I just don't know what to say to you, Mr. Lodwin. You're so very persistent.
Miss Selby, I have my job to do. I'm sorry for what happened earlier, and if I was over-enthusiastic, it's only on behalf of my client. He's most anxious to buy the property.
He sure is, to offer £80,000.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'm out of it, I'm afraid. I could go to £70,000, but I'd need time.
Well, there you are, Miss Selby. My offer is good. It's higher. You can surely be in no doubt as to which to accept.
I'd have to speak to my brother before deciding.
Oh, that's nonsense, Miss Selby, and you know it. The farm is yours. You have authority to make the decision.
But I'd like to talk to him.
You don't need to. You know, I think you're using your brother as an excuse, though why, I can't imagine.
You know, I reckon my best chance of buying this place is to leave you two together for a spell. The way you're going, sir, you don't stand a chance.
Very well. Excuse me, my briefcase. £10,000, hard cash in this case. There. Complete the deal with me now, and you will have the balance, $70,000, in cash this afternoon.
Miss Selby, he really means business.
I do. Now, will you make up your mind and sign the contract?
£10,000.
Well, Miss Selby...
There's just one thing, ma'am. If I were you, I'd be asking myself right now why this guy's in such a hurry.
What do you mean?
Well, there has to be some good reason. If you take my advice, you'll find out what it is before you close the deal with him.
What are you suggesting, sir?
I'm suggesting nothing, sir. Anyway, Miss Selby, I'll say so long for now. I'll probably call on you again, ma'am.
Goodbye, Mr. Brandt. Thank you.
Good. Now perhaps we can get down to business.
I am interested, Mr. Lodwin. Why do you want the farm so badly? You haven't even been to see it.
Quite unnecessary. It's the land, Miss Selby. There are certain projects, road and planning developments, you know. The value of the land in this area is likely to rise very sharply in the near future.
Perhaps I should hold on to it a little longer.
I would advise against it. It's a bit of a gamble. You need a great deal of money to play that game and not to lose. And I don't think you're ever likely to have enough, believe me. Well, Miss Selby, do we have a deal? Damn.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I am expecting someone.
Well, can you get rid of them? For a while, at least. I'd like to conclude our business.
Don't know. I'll try.
Well, I'd be very grateful, Miss Selby.
Hello, Gillian.
Monty, it's you.
Who else? And how's Miss Little Dunstan, 1976?
Oh, don't be silly.
And I brought you a visitor. Gillian, meet the Toff.
The what? Oh, I'm sorry.
Ignore him, Miss Selby. I'm Richard Rollison. How do you do?
How do you do?
You mean you've never heard of the Toff?
Should I?
No reason at all, Miss Selby.
Well, aren't you going to invite us in?
Would you mind, Monty? Just for a few minutes.
Yes, come on, Monty.
No, we can't just stand out here. Anyway, I'd like to rest the old leg. Yeah,
but I'm not alone, Monty.
Uh-huh, I see.
No, it's someone... it's about the farm.
Oh, we can leave it for a while, Monty.
Nonsense. We won't get in the way. Come in, Richard.
All right. Come in.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Lodwin, I'd like you to meet... Mr. Lodwin?
Oh, he's shy.
Oh, Monty, please. Mr. Lodwin? He was here a few seconds ago.
Where is he, then?
I don't know.
The back door's open.
Well, that sounds like him. We saw a car parked in the lane.
He's in a hell of a hurry.
But I don't understand. Why?
Excuse me, Miss Selby. Do you usually leave such large sums of money lying around?
What? Oh, good heavens, it's his money.
You mean the man in the car?
Yes. Well, what shall I do?
It was a trifle forgetful of him.
Yes. Now, what do you make of that, Richard? Chap goes tearing off like a maniac, leaves all this money behind.
Hmm. It is a bit of a mystery, isn't it?
That was part one of The Toff on the Farm, a serial for radio dramatised by Roy Lomax from the novel by John Creasy, starring Terence Alexander as the Toff with Robert Dorning as Jolly. Gillian Selby was played by Heather Stoney, Monty Maughan by Terence Hardiman, Mr. Lodwin and the Vicar by Geoffrey Siegel, Mr. Brandt by Ed Bishop, and Bert by Frank Jarvis. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.
Well, tomorrow in part two, the mystery certainly deepens. Someone's keen to get their hands on that farm for sure, but why? Join us again at the same time in the Crime and Thrillers Hour.